Praise the Lord. Hello.
Good evening, ma'am. My name is Jay. We're just interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues that are affecting your community, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Just to make sure we have a representative sample from your community, can you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or are you 65 and over? Can you share your opinion, please?
I'm sorry, what is this about again? I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear you.
This is just which is interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues that are affecting your community, like the upcoming elections, and also about abortion and some of the issues. Give me some kind of your opinion with us real quick. I'll be brief. Are you between 18 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or are you 65 and older?
As far as my age, I honestly don't want to share, but I can share my opinion on certain issues if that's okay.
But that would be great, man. I do appreciate your business on the line, but it's just a range, you know, just a bracket. So you're not really revealing your exact age. It's just the study, you know. But are you between 18 to 29, 30 to 49? You don't have to give me exact age.
You could around between 30 and 49.
30, 49. Thank you, ma'am. Now, the media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
Other.
Other? Okay, ma'am. It's just for the sake of a research. I know, you know, that this will not change, you know, your point of view. But how would you describe yourself?
I guess you could say other. I could describe myself as other. I would prefer not to answer as far as the race.
No problem, ma'am. But do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino ancestry? Yes or no?
No, I don't know. I honestly
okay.
don't know.
Okay, are you currently registered to vote in Ohio? Yes or no?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
But you have you vote before in any of the elections that you recall, if you ever voted?
I have, yes.
Oh, you have, so you registered to vote. Now, there was an election in Ohio on November 7, 2023. Did you vote in that election? Yes or no?
Oh,
on November 7th, 2023?
Yeah, probably did.
Okay. And I know it's still a long time away, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November 2024. Now, how likely would you say that you are to vote on that general election? Very likely? Somewhat likely? Maybe? Somewhat unlikely or not likely at all?
Maybe.
Maybe. Thank you, ma'am. Now, in your opinion, what's the most important problem or issue currently impacting you and your family? I'm going to read a list and you can stop me, okay? When you can pick one if you like. Now, jobs in the economy, the low wages, the inflation in the country, the federal deficit, the product shortages, supply chain, immigration, the other border security, education, crime, foreign policy, socialism, fascism, Walking, cancel culture, China, supporting Ukraine and their war with Russia, spending too much in Ukraine and their war with Russia, or Israel, Hamas, Palestine, election security, disinformation propaganda, Donald Trump, division of the political parties, polarization, gun safety, the mass shooting, the gun violence, the gun control, the income inequality, the terrorism, the racism and race relationships, or the global climate change, or abortion, or healthcare. What do you think is the issue or the problem currently impacting you and your family?
Oh, I would definitely say the abortion issue. I consider it to be quite frank, murder. Definitely, it doesn't just affect my family. Actually, it affects the country as a whole.
The whole society.
I believe that.
Understood.
With abortion, it doesn't just affect the children who are the ones being murdered. I'm just going to say exactly what I believe it is, and it also affects the women in the long run.
And thank you for sharing your opinion. Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience. Now, moving on, when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On election day? A few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election? When do you decide it?
Oh,
that you were definitely going to vote?
To be honest, I don't know exactly when.
Okay, we can move on. No worries. Thank you, ma'am. And just a few words, if you had to narrow it down. Just one thing. What was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio? If you can narrow it down, that would be great.
The election. Which particular election are you speaking of again? I'm sorry.
This is on November the 7th, 2023. And just a few words, if you had to narrow it down. Just one thing. What was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio?
That one. Okay. I actually did not get a chance to vote that particular day, unfortunately.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving on. Now, here's a summary of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted on this issue. Well, anyway, you didn't vote on the issue 7, right? And I did put you here because you say you probably did vote. You didn't recall, remember?
Yeah, I don't recall. When it was. So the November 7th one of this year, I did not get a chance to vote.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on. Now, on the next one, here's a summary of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted on this year. But since you did not vote on this election date, ma'am, the quota you qualify for has already been filled. We sincerely thank you and appreciate your patience on the line. Thank you for your time, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.